Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to Starry Alignment, your source for cosmic strategy and divine timing. My name is Stephanie Catalano, and I am here to talk with you about the Aries new moon solar eclipse that just happened on April 20th at 12:12 a.m. Eastern Time. So if you're new here, it's so good to have you back. I'm sorry, if you're new here, welcome. And if you've been here for some time, it's so good to have you back. We are going to be talking about this eclipse a little bit delayed because eclipse portals are really, really sensitive times. And I intentionally wanted to leave space for you to have your own view on what this eclipse was before I came in and added some flavor to it. So as you know, eclipses are very different from a new and full moon. They have this reputation of being portals of transformation and portals of self-growth. And this is because the nodes of the moon align with the new moon, and it allows the sun to eclipse the moon. And so we see this ring around the moon that creates a different kind of light show in the sky. And that light show also impacts our DNA. It impacts our energy levels. So delaying on this live and delaying on this episode was to allow this portal to open and for us to reflect on the other side. So now that we are in Taurus season, we are going to rewind a little bit and come back to the energy of Aries, because this new moon was at 29 degrees of Aries, and it is the second new moon to come into being in 2023. So this new moon was at 29 degrees, where the sun and the moon aligned at that degree. The north node, the north node was at 4 degrees of Taurus. So it wasn't an exact total solar eclipse. It's what we call a hybrid eclipse. So it wasn't directly on the nodes, but it was close enough to give us a partial eclipse. And Aries is the sign that is about independence, action taking. Aries is the sign that is ruled by Mars. So it's all about how we are motivated to move forward in life and embody our own sense of courage and independence. It brings about the sense of pioneering and doing something that is partially spontaneous, impulsive, but also just energetic from that energy of restlessness that we want adventure. We want to be direct. We want to let our will direct our lives in some way. We don't really want to wait. So now that we're in Taurus season, just the day after this new moon eclipse, we do have to settle into this energy of patience, and that comes really naturally. So it's really great that we had this new moon at 29 degrees at the anaretic degree. And is that what they call it? Me and my friend Sunny, we always trip over this word together. Now I'm all tripped up. Anaretic, she says analytical. I don't feel like Googling it. But the 29th degree is a very impactful degree because it's the last degree of that sign. And yeah, the sun and the moon were at that final degree, and then the next day the sun moved into Taurus. So this new moon is asking us to do something that is really different, spontaneous, independent, courageous. We have this energy being highly motivated to just step into this new version of ourselves. And because eclipses are on that energy of the nodes, and we get that special light show in the sky, our DNA is changing because of this 6-month portal that we come into on a rhythm. The change that we're being asked to embody has to do with wherever the eclipse is falling in your chart. So you want to look at where you have Aries in your birth chart, and that area of your life is being eclipsed. It is being activated and changed. And my teacher, Donna Woodwell, shared eclipses in this way, where eclipses are like bridges burning behind you. Whatever happened in the past is no longer going to be something that hinders you. If you let it, it can be something that on this new moon, through this new moon cycle, you let go of certain things that have been holding you, especially in that area of your life where Aries rules. And now that the sun is in Taurus, we have this energy of stability, of being patient while being determined and practical to get that Aries energy moving. So this new moon was also with Chiron and Jupiter in Aries. So whatever it is that we are working on, we are also connecting to that energy of healing ourselves and knowing that we are the masters of our own fate. We are the ones that really know what our true problems are and how we can solve them. So this is a very challenging, in a way, new moon. It really brings us face on, head on, to see what it is that we need to transform. The day after this new moon, we also had the sun squaring Pluto in Aquarius, with the sun now in Taurus, a fixed sign, and Pluto newly in the sign of Aquarius. The sun and Pluto perfectly squared yesterday on the 20th. Wow, it was actually today, I think. No, it was yesterday. I was on the 21st in the afternoon after the new moon eclipse, which happened around midnight Eastern time. So with the sun squaring Pluto, this is about taking action on transforming things in our life that we have been feeling a lot of pain around, that we've been suffering with, that we've been feeling trapped by, that we've been feeling like we don't have a lot of control over. And this new moon and the energy that's following it is really asking us to make a change, make a choice that may seem challenging because we're stubborn around the topic of wherever you have Taurus in your chart, wherever you have Aquarius in your chart. But something is going to happen in your life where you're ready to make that change. You're ready to transform. You're ready to burn something up like a phoenix rising and be reborn and use those ashes as compost to step into the new chapter. So like I was saying with the actual new moon, the sun and the moon were in Aries with Chiron and Jupiter. So Chiron is the archetype of the wounded healer. So we know what parts of ourselves have been wounded and we know exactly how to heal those things. Jupiter in Aries is also about expanding in a way that makes us more fearless, that makes us more curious on how we can break down the borders of wherever you have Aries in your birth chart. That place in your life is a place that's being expanded by Jupiter, where you might have teachers coming in to teach you a new way of seeing that area of your life. Or you might have opportunities that come in that help you to become more wise with your time, more wise with your energy, or maybe even teach things in a way that you feel more confident, because Jupiter is the teacher to the gods. So this new moon and the next month is really activating us to expand into a new possibility. Aries is ruled by Mars, and Mars is currently in Cancer, where Mars is in its detriment. So Mars in Cancer is having us take action in a way that is very emotionally intelligent. We have to really take our time with some of the decisions that we're making. And it's all about how people make you feel. If it feels right, if it feels aligned, if it's naturally flowing, then it's probably right for you. If it feels overly emotional, if it feels overly complicated, if it takes a lot of energy for you to step into something, it might be something that is not meant for you. So just pay attention to where also you have Mars in Cancer. And that place in your life is also being reborn with this new moon. There is a sense of that house or that place in your birth chart being a supporter or an advocate for the change that you are coming into with this Aries new moon. This Aries new moon was also at the 29th degree, which means that the decan ruler of this degree was Venus. And Venus is the planet that rules relationships, love, values, art, beauty, sensuality. So a lot of the embodiment that we're coming into and actualizing this new moon is all about how we relate to Venus and how we relate to other people. There might be women in your life that you begin to connect with more, or the feminine being an inspiration for you as you, go for and lean toward. I wanted to say attack because Aries is the warrior, right? But I don't want you to attack anything. It might feel like you want to attack, but Venus really softens this process. And this is also the tarot card, which is connected to the Four of Wands. And the Four of Wands is all about celebration And that is why on this, you know, this description of this new moon, where the title was about celebration, because the Four of Wands is literally a card where you see four pillars in the ground and people just celebrating and dancing. And it's this energy of bliss. So this is all about relaxing into the energy of harmony and a sense of homecoming, a sense of realizing, like, I know which direction I'm meant to go. I know how to keep steady during this Taurus season. I know what I can be reliable with, what I'm comfortable with, how I can feel peace in the quiet, how I can be deliberate and money conscious with the choices that I'm making. Venus at the final degree of Aries is, it really prepares us for the Taurus season. And so I really invite you to celebrate where you are in your life and how far you've come, and use that celebration as a point of leverage, as a point of like catalyzing you to the next chapter in your life. Eclipses happen every 6 months. We're going to have another one in about 2 weeks, which will be in Scorpio, full moon eclipse, lunar eclipse. And that is going to illuminate the place in your chart where you have Scorpio, and it's going to expand us all in becoming more fearless and expressing our emotions and releasing stagnant fixed energy that really relates to our emotional depth. So this first level, this first round of eclipses, though, with the new moon energy, we do have Venus in Gemini. And so since Venus is the ruler of the decan of this new moon, we can think that some of the manifestations around this new moon might come about through having similar interests with other people in relationship. So information is the thing that is connecting you to other people, interests and needs, where, you know, the intellect is what is really supporting the relationship and its growth, or the transformation in your life and where it's going. So in relationships, it's a really great time to use your words and to ask for what you need. And, you know, partnership is most holy, most activated, most safe when we realize that we need to communicate what we need. And with Venus in mutual reception with Mercury, who's currently in Taurus, sextiling the ruler of this new moon, Mercury and Venus are working together. Mercury is in Venus's sign, Venus is in Mercury's sign. And so relationships, communication, information is all swirling into this new moon and asking us to take action in a way that feels emotionally aligned, that feels like you are cultivating family around you. Because, you know, Mars in Cancer, Cancer is the sign that is about the feminine, about pregnancy, family, nurturing, self-care. So the actions that we're taking are aligned with bringing these things into our life. And yeah, I just think that there's so much potential for making choices that are not forced, are not aggressive towards yourself, are not impulsive or impatient or insensitive, but instead they are emotionally attuned. There's this balance of our ego, which we must find under this new moon in Aries. And there's some certain actions that we need to take to ensure that we're not getting stagnant with the material. We're not getting stagnant with our money, with our resources, but instead we're sorting things and getting organized with things with Venus and Gemini. Gemini is like, I imagine this worker in the library, the one that can sort everything in the library and can see like where things are in the library. Whereas the other sign that rules Mercury, Virgo, makes sure that everything is in order, creates a certain order for Mercury and Gemini, or the sign of Gemini, to really have this full expansion of a library of information. So yeah, I really encourage you to celebrate the happiness and security that you have cultivated in your life so far in this year of 2023. And to see where you are in your perfection. If you don't know what an annual perfection is, I really encourage you to book a reading with me so we can explore who your owl mutants are, where you are in your annual perfection, and who your time lord is this year. Because where your time lord is in relation to this new moon is going to give so much more information about how this new moon is affecting you personally. where the new moon is falling in your birth chart is also going to give a lot more insight. So with that being said, I want to invite you, if you haven't yet checked out my podcast on the Sacred Rhythm Astrology Mentorship Program, there's a complete playlist on YouTube if you want to just sort right through the mentorship program really easily. If you're listening on Spotify or iTunes, these episodes are within the podcast, but you can really just move through the playlist very seamlessly over on YouTube. So the Sacred Rhythm Astrology Mentorship Course is the sponsor of this Transit Update podcast, and it is designed to help you learn how to read your birth chart on your own. We move through the different levels of reading your birth chart over 12 steps, over 12 months throughout this entire year. We are halfway through, almost through publicly, the first module of this course. I think there's about 4 episodes out right now for the course, which you can catch up on if you haven't yet gotten a chance to watch the course. But next week on Tuesday, April 25th, the masterclass on the planetary powers and influences is going to be dropping. So if you want to see that masterclass, which is all about how to calculate your Almutin and where the meanings of the planets and the signs actually come from, then you can go to my website, starryalignment.com, and become a member of the Sacred Rhythm Astrology Mentorship Course. And with that, you get journal prompts, embodiment practices. You get all of the online content, which you find here on the podcast, in your own private mentorship portal so that you're not distracted by other forms of social media. If you just happen to be on here and you're not usually on social media, all of the content which is found on my podcast will also be housed within the membership portal. And the journal prompts and embodiment practices really keep you accountable to moving through the course consciously. It's going to have you guide yourself through reading your own birth chart and also creating an altar so that as you move through this program and as you work through the process of understanding your birth chart over the next year, you have a place to meditate, you have a place to do your journal prompts, you have a place to get to know yourself and plan for the future as an astrologer would. So this course is designed to help you to understand the basics of astrology, understand yourself, your psyche, your motives, your future, your past. And I've taken over a dozen women through this experience, and it's been an amazing time. Just today, I met with a client who was a Sacred Rhythm mentee back in 2020, and we had a reading to go over her Saturn return. And right after the reading, she booked another reading with me. And my goal with working with my clients and connecting with you on the podcast is that you continue to come back, that this feels like a safe place for you to learn astrology on your own for free or on your own in a more committed framework through the course, where you also get written transmissions where you can read about the modules instead of having to listen all the way through to them. You also get the client case studies in your portal, as well as all of the astrology quick guides that make processing your birth chart so much easier, which is a very exclusive bonus which comes from the course membership. So if you're working through your birth chart and you've done the course, and you want to know, like, what are the qualities of all the signs? What are the qualities of all the planets? When are these transits happening? What are the qualities of all the places? Let me see that annual perfection wheel. All of these quick guides and the actual slides to all the presentations come with your membership. And the great news is that I've actually decided to drop the price of this membership significantly than when I first launched this course at the start of Aries season. And this is because I've come to realize how important it is for me to make sure that this work is completely accessible. And if you want to donate more to me and you want to pay more for this experience, by all means, feel free. But if you just want to enter this course, I've made it very, very accessible. And if this price point is not accessible for you for some reason, let me know and we can work something out. But it's only $18 a month if you get on a payment plan for 12 months, which is crazy. That's like less than a meal these days for lifetime access to all this content and a really deep understanding of who you are through your birth chart. Or you can pay $180 one-time payment and you get access to this course. I am also taking on private clients in this mentorship experience where you can meet with me once a month to connect with that module of the month with me one-on-one, ask any questions you have. And I will also guide you to see how that module relates directly to your birth chart and how you can incrementally design your life around your understanding of your birth chart in so many ways that really just the internet and general horoscopes can never provide. Even just like a one-hour reading with me, a one-hour reading with me versus 12 readings with me will give you so much more insight than simply Googling things or, you know, reading a general horoscope or getting a one-time session. So private mentorships are just an extra 360 for the entire year. That makes the one-on-one readings just $30 for the hour. Again, my goal is to make my work extremely accessible and to work with as many clients as I can so that we can see the magic of this work. We can build community and we can really design our lives around this work. So I have a studio in person where this live is happening. And if you're local to Rhode Island, Providence, Pawtucket, this is where my studio is. You can have your private sessions with me in person, or if you want to have them online, that is an option as well. No problem. You get the recordings of all of our sessions as well. And if you want a payment plan for the year-long plan to work with me as a private mentee, it's just $80 a month for 6 months. So if you take both payment plans, you do have to take the group membership to be a private mentee. So the full investment paid in full is $540, I believe, $180 plus $360. Or you can pay on a payment plan for 6 months, $96 a month. And then after 6 months, it drops down to $18 a month. So I personally believe that this is the most affordable, most comprehensive, intuitive, technical, and embodied astrology mentorship course that there is available right now. And I'm super, super honored to offer it. And I have full faith that this is the best way to offer it. I've changed my pricing and thought about this course for the last 3 years, especially the last year, super, super intensely. And I'm so excited to see who enters the space via the free podcast version, the mentorship, or the private. So if any of this interests you, especially if it means going offline, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you like to listen to content. But definitely I would appreciate if you go over to YouTube and subscribe, because it's very organized over on YouTube for you. And if you want to be a member, you can go to starryalignment.com, sign up for that membership, and you can start with your journal prompts and embodiment practices when you're ready. And the last final perk about this experience is that all of my classes for the astrology mentorship course are going to be taught live. So the next live masterclass is going to be on Monday, May 5th at 7 p.m. when Mercury and the Sun are kazemi, or conjunct, while Mercury is retrograde, which is a very, very sacred and lucky time of the month, of the year, when Mercury and the Sun are aligned and they're kazemi. So we're actually going to have that masterclass exactly at 7 o'clock when Mercury and the Sun are aligned. And this masterclass is called the Motives and Modalities Masterclass. And it is all about learning how to read your chart according to the places, or modernly known as the houses in astrology. So we're going to go through where the meanings of the places come from and how it connects to the zodiac and how it connects to your personal birth chart. So this live class is only $10 to attend if you don't want to become a member. You can join live and get access to the recording immediately as soon as it's done. If you can't join live, the actual masterclass will not show up on the podcast for free for about 6 to 7 weeks. So if you want to be on track with the mentorship, join the membership or become a private mentee. We also have the shamanic sound journey on May 9th. And the Map Your Year of Expansion integration session, which is going to be on May 14th. So all three of these classes are part of the Sacred Rhythm Astrology Mentorship Program, and they're going to be taught live. Each of those live experiences, you can come in person or drop virtually for just $10. So obviously those are three classes, $10. It's $30 to attend all those live, or you can become a mentee member and pay $180 for the year or $18 a month. So I've tried my best to basically create a lot of different avenues for people to join in on this content, ask questions, be a part of the community, whether in person or online, and also to create space for mentees to work with me without any restriction around money and finances, because they say that money is the root of all evil. And although we need it to pay our bills, I have full faith that the right clients will come. And again, if you want to donate more for your experience, that is greatly appreciated and acts as a scholarship for other students and other means of this work growing. So that is all I have for you today. And I look forward to connecting with you on Tuesday, April 25th, for the upcoming masterclass on the planetary powers and influences masterclass showing up on the podcast. And if you want to join us live for the live masterclass on the motives and modalities through the places, that's at 7 o'clock on May 1st. Go to StarYourAlignment.com, join the membership or make a $10 donation, and I will see you then. I love you. Thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed this content, be sure to share, like, subscribe, and let me know in the comments how it resonated with you. Until then, may you live in alignment now and always.